In Iraq, many government buildings are still damaged beyond use. Others are occupied by squatters who moved in as the old regime moved out. About 40,000 people live in former government buildings, according to the U.S. military, a problem it doesn't think can be solved anytime soon. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Bye-bye. The cement lobby of a building formerly used as a computer center for Iraq's Ministry of Defense is now a space where children play and sometimes fall down and hurt themselves. About 20 families have moved in here, converting office space into homes. Mothers cook on portable propane gas stoves. As many as a dozen people sleep on floor mats in one room. When the limited electricity comes on, they watch TV. Hashmia Hamadi and 10 of her family members have two rooms on the fourth floor. During the war, they left Baghdad.
When we came back to Baghdad, to the old house we had rented, the owner of the house had closed the door and told us that you have to pay 100,000 Iraqi dinars each month and you have to pay in advance for 6 months. We couldn't pay that big amount of money, so we came here. This apartment is better than the old house because it's bigger and you don't have to pay anything for it.
Under the old regime, rents were strictly controlled. Saddam also rewarded loyalty with houses, often kicking owners out. First Lieutenant Idoniset Asiat with a U.S. Army Civil Affairs Brigade says old expectations die hard.
And so they're hoping that with the Americans here and given the situation of things, maybe they'll get a house. But we don't have any houses to give away. We don't own any houses in Iraq. So we're trying to encourage them to go back to where they came from. You know, and some people have to stay with relatives. That's just the way that it is.
For a few of those who have no place to go, the U.S. military is building a temporary shelter. In warehouses on a former secret police site, door frames are going up and debris from new cement cleared away. One of three buildings is finished. It holds a couple dozen bare cement rooms, numbered with Arabic and Roman figures.
22.
10.
10. 23.
Each family gets one room, which has a window but not its own ceiling. A metal roof with a few holes arches over the entire space. There's no electricity yet. Yusra Abdul Wahab is looking the place over. She has a job in a U.S. military cafeteria, but hasn't saved enough to rent a place. She's squatting elsewhere now.
I think where I'm staying is better. This is not suitable. The toilets and bathrooms are away from the rooms. No cars come down the street in front, so you can't have transportation right to your house. And the rooms are close together. There's no privacy. But where I'm staying now, they may throw us out. So I'm looking for another place to live.
The Americans aren't throwing people out. They leave that up to the Iraqi police. Kamal Abdullah is in a crowded holding cell in Baghdad's Al-Mesbah police station. His family is among those staying back at the Defense Ministry Computer Center, which turns out to have a private owner claiming it. The owner filed a complaint, and First Lieutenant Ali Abed Ranem arrested Abdullah as an example.
Well, we arrested him according to a Revolution Command Council order for coming into a building illegally and living in that building, too.
Never mind that Saddam's Revolutionary Command Council is gone forever, and Iraq is supposed to have reverted to a 1968 legal code. Ranem has warrants to detain one member from each family staying in the building.
We're using the 1968 law, but in addition to that, we're using even the Revolution Command Council resolutions because we don't have a constitution until the moment. We don't have a law to use, so we're using the same old laws.
The police call the squatters in the computer center thieves and say some have their own houses. Neighbors say prostitutes live there. But the squatters say the police still have ties to the old regime and are being paid off to push them out. Retired soldier Sadi El-Shumari lives with 10 adult family members and 9 children in one big room. He wants the U.S. to get his family a place to stay and jobs.
Bush said that the aim of this war is to liberate the Iraqis, and the poor are part of the Iraqis. If he cannot liberate the poor, why then this war?
Not just the poor are in the middle of property disputes in Baghdad. Organizations and political parties have snagged what property they can. One example, the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, a leading Shiite party, is now headquartered in the villa where Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz once lived. The party protects it with armed guards, and any attempt to move them out would take extensive negotiations. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.